right now on VFN TV, artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence, Starlink satellites offering 5G, how things are moving so quickly that our brains can't keep up with it. But guess what? Not only are there Starlink satellites talking about having 5G for the Earth, but now there's Neuralink putting chips, computer technology in your brain, Neuralink from Elon Musk. And we actually have driverless cars are going to be happening in such a way that they will determine whether you'll live or die. Are people surrendering their soul to these machines? Well, guess what? I had a prophetic encounter where God shared with me artificial intelligence and the dangers involved in regards to us human beings and what they'll do right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
So think about this. Can you imagine having something inside your brain that connects to the internet that you no longer need your thumbs or your fingers, and there was some sort of global satellite system that helped you communicate and connect at the perfect speed without any delay? Well, guess what? It's all coming to pass, and we're talking about it on this program. But I want to talk to you about, you know, if you caught our last program, I talked about, you know, that Starlink, which is SpaceX program, Elon Musk's program, where he's got permission from the FCC to be able to launch 12,000 low-flying satellites to provide 5G internet access to the world. He's requesting 30,000 more satellites. He has 240 already in, you know, the orbit over the Earth. And last program, yet you got to go see if you hadn't seen it. I actually show a launch where one of the SpaceX rockets launches out, and six of these satellites come out of the rocket and start, because they're computer operated, start launching around the world. It is amazing what's taking place. Guess what? Artificial intelligence is happening all around us, and we're not really paying attention to it. It's making our life a little bit easier, but what's going to happen is you're looking at the end time economy, the beast economy spoken about in Revelation chapter 13 coming to pass. But that's a little too soon. Let me just talk to you first about artificial intelligence, or AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. This is Glenn Beck. He's interviewing Jeff Brown. He's talking about, you know, you won't even recognize the world. He says you won't even recognize life itself by 2030. That's like in 9 years. He said you won't even recognize it. Listen to this very distinct interview. They're talking about, you know, specifically how things are coming to pass with artificial intelligence. Let's go there now.
When I talk to people and say, no, you don't understand, 2030 is a different world, they can't process that.
So you're looking, this is less than 9 years away, but it's happening as we speak. It doesn't just all of a sudden pop up in 2030. It's happening as we speak. November the 23rd, 2019 is when this interview took place. And Jeff Brown is saying to Beck, he says, listen, he's interviewing him. He says, life is going to change so much in the next 10 years, which is now we're into that 10. It's either going to be great or it's going to be horrific. And I don't know which, but nobody is talking about it. Listen, as everybody's being distracted, and rightfully so, we need to be taking care of everybody that's being affected by these things that are happening, including pestilence and virus and everything. These things are going to happen. They're going to increase. But we have to realize at the same time, prophetically, what is taking place. This artificial intelligence, this thing is kicking in. As I talked about in the last program, these satellites are being launched to low orbit around the Earth to be able to provide 5G. And why 5G is so important, you know, first I want to say also, they said in the interview, I'll say this first. He says, when I say to people that 2030 is going to be a different world, he says, they can't even process it. When I tell them it's going to be a different world, they can't even process it. You as a Christian, if you're a believer, you should be reading your Bible and realize this has been prophesied about. You should know about it prophetically and as the Lord is leading you right there. So this is a question that, you know, that Glenn is in this interview. You got to see the whole interview. We'll make it available for you. But he's asking, you know, Jeff, he says, listen, all this onlining of 5G technology, when it when it's the stuff that basically that Elon is launching and that they're aggressively going after, and America's trying to beat China in the 5G and the ultimate thing, President Putin said of Russia, that whoever gets the 5G rules the world, basically. And so he's asking the question, he says, what does onlining actually mean to us with this 5G technology? And he goes right into different technologies. But one thing he talked specifically about is that, and I want to explain to you before you start talking, is that the delay, the word latency means delay. Right now with 4G technology, you push a button and it takes a little time for it to happen. Not a lot of time, but when you're talking about driverless cars, you're talking about rockets, you're talking about surgery, you're talking about intricate things, there doesn't need to be any delay or so small of a delay that when the doctor pushes a remote arm and somebody's operated on by a robot in Afghanistan when the doctor's in New York, there cannot be any kind of delay in it. Driverless cars, there cannot be any delay. Well, 5G technology removes that delay and makes driverless cars and those type of technologies possible. So let's go. This is the interview. Jeff Brand talking specifically about what does it mean to have 5G now all over the earth. Take a look.
So what does the onlining of 5G mean to people?
So you used a great example, which is autonomous vehicles. That latency and also the bandwidth is absolutely essential for a world of self-driving cars and taxis.
I don't think people understand the information that the cars will be able to process. It's not like, it's not your car just figuring out where to go and what's in front of it. It will eventually know what that car is, who's in that car, who's in this car, have access to all of that information, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So it because it has to make a judgment at some point. If there's a problem, which way do I swerve? Which way do I go to cause the least damage? It's kind of one of those, what is it, the trolley experiment where you've got a trolley going down and it could kill three people this way.
Right.
Or you could switch tracks and kill one person over there. What do you do?
Right.
It's got to crunch that kind of data if we're going to really, truly autonomous cars, right?
So one of the biggest debates in the industry right now amongst the technologists working on autonomous tech is how do we program the software to make those decisions? Who do we choose, to your point? If there's two teenagers walking across the street and two grandparents across the street, and one of the two groups is going to have to get hit, what's the decision to be made? Is that one built on potential economic output of the individuals? Is it built on our emotions about making those decisions? It's almost an impossible decision to make.
Is it impossible? That's why you don't really, you can't really judge people because it's a snap decision.
Right.
But this is a programmed decision.
It is a program. We lose millions of people who die through traffic accidents on an annual basis. Autonomous driving technology, 94% of those deaths are caused by human error.
Right.
So we can eliminate 94% of those worldwide deaths.
The lives it will save will be.
It's extraordinary. So while this is an incredibly complex ethical dilemma that we have to solve, and I have a theory about that, is that we may actually leave that to the AI to decide.
So you listen, leave it to the machine, the computer, to decide. It's wonderful we can stop 98% of the deaths on traffic. But the thing is, if we're surrendering our intellect, surrendering our decision, surrendering our free will over to a artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence, you're surrendering your will over, your soul over, decisions. The sad thing about the reality of, and the wonderful thing, is you're creating the image and the likeness of God. God's giving you free agency. You have a free will. You have a free authority. So God, allows you to have that so that you can make a choice to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that you can decide to do what's right and decide not to do what's wrong. And that we, but our decisions conflict. Our decisions cause problems, and sometimes they cause wars. Sometimes they cause accidents. That's how our God created us. What they're saying is, if you just forget about your free will, turn it over to this computer system, to artificial intelligence, and we can fix the human error. But Jesus fixed the human error on the cross. That's what it's about, Jesus being the Lord of your life. Listen to what he said. This is what Jeff Brown said. He said, AI, artificial intelligence, can make an accurate decision, but it can't tell you how it got there. Think about that. You know, that it matters. You're supposed to be involved in your life. You're supposed to be able to make a decision, to pray to God, God who is everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. He's all-knowing, that he wants to come and dwell inside of your heart when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. He has a heavenly host. He has more angels than you can imagine. If you counted them, some people say there would be almost 20,000 angels per individual on the face of the earth. I mean, so he's God. He doesn't want us to turn our free will over to computers. He wants us to turn our free will over to him and decide to exercise our free will. Isn't this exciting? Listen, we're going to be right back after this break, but be sure to comment below. We love hearing your comments. And join us in the community, the VFN KB community. It's at VFNKBCommunity.com. See you after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they work for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
He also said in artificial intelligence here, he said, AGI, artificial general intelligence, it moves so rapidly, it's so fast that you can't even keep up with it. So the answer is putting a computer interface in your head and your brain and connecting to the internet. Since you can't even keep up with it, since, you know, it's moving so fast, and it's happening right now, we're in that thing now, that you can't even keep up with it. I know this, I want you to hear this, because this is the dilemma right here. You're looking specifically, you know, where you're hearing Elon Musk talk about a interface going into the brain, and he has a company called Neuralink. He also has, you know, Starlink for the 5G satellites flowing. But guess what? That's so you can connect to the internet. Now he actually has Neuralink, where he can actually implant in you an interface so you're no longer dependent on your fingers, that you can, your brain, your soul, can be connected up to the internet, and now there's no delays. But the problem is you surrendered your soul over to it. Interface. Your keyboard is an interface. Your thumbs on your iPad or mobile device is an interface. What Elon's saying, once this latency's gone, the delay is gone, and 5G is everywhere, all we need now, because we can't keep up with it, like they're talking about, Glenn Beck's talking about, his answer for it is to put a chip in your brain, and he's doing it with Neuralink. Take a look.
I've heard that, heard it described as you're having a birthday party in your kitchen, and the cake has been cut, and everybody's been eating it, and you're over here talking, and there's a fly on the plate attracted to the sugar in the cake that's eating. That fly has no idea what the cake is, sugar is, the plate, the kitchen, the people, no idea. In that case, we are the fly, and a SI, artificial superintelligence, the people. Would you say that's accurate?
That's an interesting description.
But not accurate?
It's not inaccurate at all. It's such a, I like to think about it as something that is better than any expert in their field on the face of Earth, of the Earth.
Right. And it moves so rapidly that you can't understand it. You can't follow it because it's crunching things so quickly.
Well, it has the ability to make connections between things that
you
would think have no connection whatsoever.
Correct.
So it can synthesize
correct
everything, all of the world's information, real time.
So let me go back then to what we were talking about. I'm the driver who wants to take my old Pontiac on the road, and it's a super highway.
Mm-hmm.
When we hit AGI 2028, and it is being able to make many of these connections, I can't keep up with things. If I want to compete, I need to. Musk just had his what's a new technology? It's like a thread, almost a sewing machine into the head.
The company's called Neuralink, it's a brain-computer interface. Basically, very, very tiny, minuscule holes in inserting wires into the brain for the purpose of connectivity.
Correct. So now I'm connected to the connected world. I'm connected to AGI, which would give me a great advantage over anybody else.
Yes.
I mean, you're now in a place to where you literally would be a monkey if you don't have that. You can't compete.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we? I mean, Musk says 5 years away from his technology being ready.
Yeah.
How far are we away before the real wealthy, who are be the ones that get it first in any technology,
mm-hmm.
how long before some people have that and others don't?
Yeah. I believe we'll absolutely have that within 10 years.
Oh my God.
And what's interesting about this is actually, and so I believe actually Musk's timeline, because we're doing it already.
Right.
So if we think about people that have been injured or wounded.
My daughter has seizures. She's going in.
Right.
For his is, I think, 1,000 or 10,000 times stronger than what they have now.
Sure, sure.
But she's going in for surgery for those implants now.
Right.
To control her epilepsy.
Right, right, right. So we're connected. We can now control a robotic prosthesis just through an implant in the brain. And that's not the same as being connected to a supercomputer or to the cloud, but it's not that big of a leap to think that as our own abilities, this essentially exponential growth in artificial intelligence technology, our ability to design these systems to enable this brain-computer interface, it's not a leap to realize that this is a matter of years, not decades.
This is so important. So you have all these technologies coming together, and he just said, implanting an interface, think about this, implanting an interface in your brain that will be connected to the internet is a matter of years, not decades. Well, Elon Musk was at Saudi Arabia, I believe, they're having a global forum, and he was talking, you know, historically about this, and we had it on the program. He's saying our delay is our interface. We need to be able to interface. In other words, you need to be able to tell it what to do for quicker. What happens if you could just, at a thought, it just happens? And what happens when you think, you know, these neurons fire, and then, you know, memories come up and actions happen? Well, they're talking about when they put that chip, that Neuralink in your brain, these wires go to those areas of those firings, and as soon as they fire, it's just like a finger pushing on something, for example. It's just crazy, but it's real. It's happening, right? And so we're looking at where people, especially this younger generation, they're going like, I do it. Why? Because they're lost in the... He says they'll worship the image of the beast. Romans chapter 1, he says they worshiped an image over God. Listen, God is real. The earth he created is real. But things you see on the internet are images of things. It's not the real thing, but But you can go through these emotions, you can have all these feelings, and you can feel like it's real. As a matter of fact, the computer and artificial intelligence can treat you better than a human treats you. But let me tell you something. The Lord told me very specifically, and I shared it before, He showed me in a prophetic encounter that that artificial intelligence, they're saying it won't hurt you. They're saying it'll just exist and won't bother you. But the Lord showed me someone, and in this prophetic encounter, this vision, that a night vision, that this particular lady, she was at, I was walking around fixing to go to work, and I was looking for some different, some proteins, some different things that I would eat for work or whatever. And I was looking in the marketplace for these things. And when I got up to the counter to be able I found something I wanted. You know, I'm trying to figure which one had nuts in it and protein and stuff. All of a sudden, this lady walks up beside me, you know, and just a young lady walks up beside me. And between me and her, all of a sudden, this other person squoze in between us and kind of pushed me to the side, right? But it wasn't a person. It was her artificial intelligence. And it obviously, I could tell that it was not a human, but it was actually made to look like her. And she was oblivious to the fact that her artificial intelligence shoved me to the side. And people said, this stuff doesn't bother you. Don't worry about it. You know, it will actually yield to you. It won't harm you. Well, guess what? So I tested it, all right? I first started talking to this artificial intelligence because the girl was oblivious. She was looking in the counter, looking in the marketplace, and she wouldn't understand that this artificial intelligence was there to serve her at the cost of you. And so all of a sudden, I get by this android or whatever you want to call it, and it had hair like her. They tried to make it really look like her, but you could tell it wasn't. And I took it, and I just barely touched it on the shoulder right here. It just kind of went like that a little bit. And it kind of went like this. It didn't look at me. It didn't acknowledge me. It didn't say, excuse me, human being. I'm sorry. I didn't get in your way. It just ignored your existence, right? So then I reached down and took it by its hand. And I tried to be compassionate towards it because they're saying this artificial intelligence will recognize us. And I was taking it by its hand, and it just didn't even respond. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? You know, move over. No, I'm trying to talk to it. And then finally, I just got shoved right here. I just shoved it on the side as hard as I could, and it rocked back and forth, and it just stood right there beside this woman. Listen, when you give men control over men, they always pervert it. I mean, that's why you're looking at America was an amazing experiment about freedom and being able to be, you know, a government by the people and for the people. The government's there and established to be able to protect the rights that are given us from God. Once we turn those things over to artificial intelligence, we need to be very, very concerned about it. And it's happened. It's already happening already. As Christians, we have to understand, how do we respond to this? We don't surrender our free will over to some system, even though it could actually, you know, function better. We don't allow, and you make sure you catch our next future program because we don't have time to cover it in this program, but you know the book of Revelation talks about this. Revelation chapter 13, it says, there will be a time that you cannot buy or sell that unless you actually receive this mark, this thing in your head or on your wrist. And if you do that, then you're part of this economy. It's all about an economy. It's all about the marketplace, you know, and it's a beast economy, and it's happening as we speak. In our next program, we're going to be talking about the market guy of the world right now. He's worth over $100 billion. He is handling medicine, merchandise, and everything, and he's the talk of the town. But guess what? He is literally the world's largest user of artificial intelligence. The marketplace, the economy, the control, the Starlink, all these things are coming together to provide 5G. Listen, this is exciting days because it means God's coming back. Our Lord is soon to return. He told us these days were come. He says, when you see these things, don't worry. Look up. Your salvation is near. God is real. What you're feeling right now, this anxiousness is that you're going, listen, I don't understand. I need to know God. God's going, I know you. I want to know you. You just have to make a decision. Like, Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God, that God sent you to this earth, that you were born of a virgin, that you lived a sinless life, that you were offered up on the cross for my sins. You paid the price for my sins. You died on the cross. You put in the grave for 3 days. And God, your Father, raise you from the dead, and now you sit at the right hand of the Father. And because you've been raised from the dead, when I make you the Lord of my life, I too will be raised from the dead. This same Jesus lives today. So I want to encourage you right now, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now is your time. This day has been set up for you to say yes to him. Pray with me, right? I want you to pray with me. I'm going to pray. You just follow me in this prayer, but you got to mean it because you're committing your life to him. He would be the Lord of your life. Say, dear Jesus. That's right. Dear Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me, Lord, where I've sinned against you and I've sinned against others. Wash me, Jesus. Make me new, Lord. Lead me as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, praise God. Welcome to the family. Listen, we got more details for you at meetmyfather.org. I just want to welcome you. This is an amazing day. God set this day up so you can actually be part of the family. Make sure you contact us. We got more details for you. And listen, we want to pray right now. I want to pray for everyone. Father God, I pray a blessing over each and everyone that's watching and listening. Lord, just comfort them. Be in their homes. Be in their economy, Lord God. Protect them from these things that are happening. Dear God, we ask you, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And let's don't forget, join us in the VFNKB community, by the way, at VFNKBcommunity.com. And we can't forget what Jesus said, what's most important. What? Love God. Love others and lead out the same. God bless and join us in the next program. It's awesome about artificial intelligence.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.